the Mordechai in the back. It all starts with this Mordechai. We spent so much time on. It's going to be a little sort of a once over lightly. It was Tuf Resh Ayin Tes. And Tuf Resh Ayin Tes, if you recall, is the basis for the Shulchan Aruch, three Sifim in a row. Tzadi Beis, Hey, Vav, and Zayin. All come from the same Mordechai. See how long it is, you're not surprised. It's a very long Mordechai. So let's begin with the sheet that the Mechaber Paskens like. And even though it's only one sheet out of many, take a look. It starts, for those who have my edition, it's page Yutes in the Mordechai. I can't tell the old edition what it is. I have no idea what page it's on. But it starts with the word Tipa. It's a totally new paragraph for us. It's the last paragraph in this long, next to last, in the long Mordechai. I hope even the old one has some kind of a notation with the word Tipa bolded somewhere. I hope. Tipa shenof al dofan akli. In other words, the Gemara, the Mishnah talks about Tipa fell on a chatichas bus. Here, fell on the wall. Mesav kolan beperek dam chatas zvachim tzari vavim in veis. He mefapel kol akli ilo. That's how the smack, this is all from the smack. Smack and agor smack. Understood that shayla in the Gemara and zvachim. Not completely clear what the shayla was in the Gemara and zvachim. So my merikan shtifa. Merikan shtifa, if it was absorbed in part of the kli, you require merikan shtifa in the entirety of the kli. Toast the kasha, what's going on? If it's a question whether it goes in or extends in the pot or not, so why is the question limited to Marik and Shtifa, Kotchimdika case? Should ask him a Sech Techulin? That's unusual. Okay, so Toast gets a little bit stuck, but the smack seems to say, Enechinari, it could have had this, Toast could have been a Chulin, but how does it mean Zvachim? That's exactly the suffix in the Gemara. What's a suffix? Does it extend throughout the Kli or not? Hilkoch. Shenofa Kenegar HaRotev. He says, a Chiddush. If it fell parallel to the soup, beneath the waterline, the yesh berotev shishim minatipa, and the soup has 60 times this drop of milk, muta mimanavshach. Important word, mimanavshach. Imefapea bekola kli. If you tell me that it's diffused throughout the entire kli, harein is batla. It's going to become batel. Vim enem efapea. And if not, then what? Oz lo yeser, stay still. This is if it falls beneath the waterline. Okay, so you can't lose. If it goes through, it goes through. So it's butl b'shishim for sure. And if it stays where it is, stays where it is. Can't lose. That's if it falls beneath the waterline. Avol. Imnafel berekon. Oh, not cause the props. It fell above the waterline. Happens all the time. Above the waterline. Now what do? Now you're in trouble. Shem mefapas b'dofen akdeira ad samach lerotev kol kach shein shishim min atipa. There's a third possibility, says the smack. Either it didn't move at all, or mefapeya b'chol akli, or it's mefapeya a little bit, and the little bit that's mefapeya becomes the vela. And it's 60 times, not just the tipa, 60 times the entire blia, which was in the initial piece of the metal, which is above the waterline. That could be a lot. You may not have it. He's assuming that chaticha nas nevela, even what we call in a balua. It's important to note, he's talking about chaticha nas nevela in a balua, that means in the milk, or in the meat, which is balua in a pot, not the metal of the pot. There are some authorities who say that even the metal of the pot could be nas nevela, especially with respect to cheres. The cheres could be nas nevela because he can't get it out. We're not discussing that. We're discussing the absorption in the pot is nas and nevela. Fine. Let's continue with the Mordechai slowly. Slowly. So you have a problem. You have a problem. How do you avoid this problem in your pot impacting on your soup? This smack is a very smart man. He tells me what to do. Vimyara hakdeiro. Uh-oh. What? If you pull the soup out on that side where the tipa fell, you're in trouble, because the pot absorbed the nevela, and when the soup pours over it, it's going to absorb from that nevela. Lefichach, let it cool off. Kane Oslo Noga Harotiv Klal the Iser Hilkach Mutter. There's another rate, so we're not going to go into right now. This is all Rabosai, the smack. Any questions so far? This is smack speaking. Now, whenever the word miu, the telltale sign that who's speaking? Rabbeinu Peretz, Hagos smack. The smack is written by Rabbi Yechiel Mikurvil, and the Hagos written by Rabbeinu Peretz Mikurvil. Let's take a look now. The miu is found in our edition, word 3 in column 2, on page Yutes. In the old edition, it's again towards the end of Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tes in the Baruch. Miu. Bekoshi Yesh Lahatir. Well, that's about the Nikuv. The other head was to make a hole in the bottom of the, we don't make holes in the bottom of the pots. So that's, anyway, not going to do. So you wait until it's done. V'ha'olam Nogu. Here's where it comes really. End of the second line. The Olam is Noig. Lesser. Kishanafal B'dofen Shaloka Negad Arotev. We don't know why. Why should it be awesome? Why should the soup be awesome? We don't understand why it should be awesome. But he adds a caveat. And this chumash we don't understand is a caveat. What's that? But dafkik shenafal shalol letzad ha'esh. Aval shenafal letzad ha'esh, nagu lahate. Why? Fisha esh sorfum yavshem miyad. But there's a caveat on the caveat. What's that? But dafkik betipa bialma, kigon dover muat. Aval nafal rov cholov. Afilu nafal keneget tzad ha'ur. And lahate, because it's not going to, fire can't burn it up so fast. Elim Kane. And they got a rota via the shishin that we spoke about earlier. That's the first part of the smock. If it's underneath the waterline, are the shishin. And finally, Moreh Rabbi Yechiel, Haya Omer B'Shem Ritzvam, Sheyamatir Gam Shalok, and they got a rota, are the shishin? Hecha Dika Hefzid Meruba, O B'Shabbos of Yontif. Loshen Mori Harap, Rabbi Ben Peretz, Sheyichin. Ad Kan Rabosai, we read this part of the Mordechai. Without further ado, we open the Shulchan Aruch. Without further ado, because we have to see how this is found in the Shulchan Aruch, you will see right away how this is the source, which is the favorite, if you will, of the Shulchan Aruch himself, and is what's being quoted in the Mechaber, as I told you, in these places, in Siman Tzadi Bay, starting from Sif Hei, and going through. Let's turn on both sides of Sif Hei, please. Sif Hei. Sadi Beja Bosai Siphe. You'll see how closely this is a chazara and the smack that we just saw in the Mordechai. And we'll see soon some other sheet to give us a little extra spice, a little extra flavor. Sadi Beis, we're going to go from Hey, Vav, and Zayin, all connected. Let's start with Hey. Sadi Beis, Hey, the Mechaber writes as follows. Tipa Scholar Shenafla, like the day Rosh Installation of Bechutz. If not, look at the Hataf Shalain Tarok, Ella Shishim, Kenegara Tipa Shemifa Pasla Fanim, Bahavi Kilu Nafla Batash. The post can point out, he just assumes Mifa Pasla Fanim. What about the other side? One side of the Gemara Zvachim, right? If you look at the Baragolis, it's in the side. Tur B'Shem Smak, Mehod Zvachim, Sadi Vav, Misafkulam, Mifa Pea Bekola Kli, Holo. So it should have said, Al-Mamadashach, the Shach said he was Mekatze in the Lashon. Kitze in the Lashon. The Shach ended up with Ches. Kitze. He didn't mention the side of the Mamadashach. Okay, fine. Bottom line is that he mentioned what he mentioned. Presumably because if it didn't move, it's Poshon that it's Mut. Okay, fine. Good. Fight it. V'im Nafla Mamakam HaReikon. That's where the problems start. V'im Ifa Paz B'dofen HaKadera Ad Samach L'Rotev Kol Kach Shein Shishim Kenegar HaTipa Hare Nesar Oso Mamakam Kadera V'im Yara Tavshal Derech Mamakam HaKadera Shenasa raised Yosir Atapshal Vize Takonaso. Shianichenev Kach. Lo Yiga Ad Bo Ad Shadistan. Putting a hole in the bottom is not a good idea. Fine. Ad Kan Rabosai in the Mechaber. And what is a technicality? It's only if it's a Kedera Yeshona with its Blia of meat. And you have to worry about the Chaticha Nasa Nevela in the actual pot. If it's Chadosha, you don't need Shishim beyond the actual Tipaschal. Fine. That's good. Vav, Nogu Ha'olam, Rabbi Sai, Nogu Ha'olam, oi. These Olam so strict. Age of Chumras, Nogu Ha'olam, Lesok Shenafal Adolf Mishlok, then I got a rotate. But all the caveats and the caveats and the caveats. Vedavkik Shenafal, but also Tashen, then I got a Esh. I will not forget to say Esh, Sorfo, and Biafsha. Point. Okay? Now the caveat. Vedavkik, Vedavim, Muad, Tipa. I will not forget to say Esh, I will not forget to say Esh, Elim Kane Negar wrote about the Shishim. It's all straight from the Mordechai that we saw, name of the smack. Fine. Good. So far, our both sides so good. The Ramog is a piece of advice. If it was Nessa, what do? That's what you have to do. Fine. The rest of them always skip for the moment. Zion. Baruch Hashem. Rabbeinu Yechiel comes through. Even though the minigas to be machmir, in a pinch, we can be made. What's the pinch? Yesh mishamate b'shas hatzchak, going to Erev Shabbos, afilu shalok neged ha-rotev, afilu shalok neged ha-esh, ayedei shishim. Again, all found in the Mordechai, this particular part, coming from the Rabbeinu Yechiel. So it's three parts. The first is from the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mikravil, the smack himself, that's if hey. The second comes from Rabbeinu Peretz, that's from Oilam Nagu, was in Sivov. And the third part, Rabbeinu Yechiel, that the Minig Oilam doesn't apply to Friday afternoon or the Shas Atchak. Any questions so far? Yes?
When I was learning before, I noticed the Gra attributed Zion to the Sheet of the Ramban.
Correct. He has a different shot in Zion. Okay. We'll get to it. What we haven't discussed yet is what's this Minig Oilam? What's this minute? Why are they? What's the Olam doing over here? Why is the Olam doing it? Why? So the Shach Chafhei tells you why. Olam is not a Golem. It's very Olam Golem. This Olam is not a Golem. These are intelligent individuals. What's it based upon? Explains to you what it is. In Chafhei, for the Yisrael Aruch, the Chashinon Shema Ola Achar Kach Pamachas Resichas Akdeira V'Noga La'Olsen Miktas Dofen Akdeira Shenesro. That's the problem. The problem is, we think that there's a level which is the top of the water level and stays there, but we know it can happen. It bounces up. How it bounces up, it boils, something, I don't know, falls, till, I don't know what the possibility is, it's going to bounce. That's the reason for the minigo oil. So that's a remote chash between you and me. Alright, so it's not, alright, we'll be machin, but on Friday afternoon, no dice. When push comes to shove, the Olam understands it's just a remote chance, we're not going to worry about it. Okay, Rabbos, everyone follow me? This so far is beautiful. The Mechaber is straightforward, based upon the smack, the Agos smack, and Rabbeinu Yechiel. We just added one little twist to explain the Minhag Olam, which is in the Shachs of Cotton, Chafei. So the truth is, we can stop here, and everything is fine. This whole sugya is glatt. It's fairly easy. But, a little bit, not going to spend too much time. There are a number of other opinions that the Mordechai quotes, and they all find their way into the poskim, even though we don't necessarily follow them, as we just heard. But let's go slowly and see what the other opinions are as they're found in this Mordechai. So one opinion is that of the Maharam Rutenberg. This is found in two different places. First, towards the very beginning, Mori Haram Rogel Ohorot Shenofel Yisrael Dofen Akdeira V'Yetzel Ha'esh by Hila Shalcheres, Matir Im Yesh, Betavshil, conscious now, Shishim, Pomim, Shishim, Kinegar, Atiba, Shanafla. Whoa. 60 times 60. Where does this come from? 60 times 60. This is Hanan. So the only way you're guaranteed that you're not going to be a Hanan problem is you have 60 times 60. Because you have 60 times 60, so Mamonashah. If it expanded up until just a little less than 60, so the 60 times the 60 will be mevatel the initial 60. That's if it's 60 or less. If it's 60 or more, so it's bottled the first time around. You can't lose. So it appears. Appear you can't lose. I repeat, it appears you can't lose. If 60 times 6, how can you lose on this one? So that's the Maharam, Mori Maharam. The Ramarutin was the Rebbe of the Bala Mordechai. Fine. And he explains a little bit more. The time of the Milsim, which is that tipa not no some time. Svivo se'ad shishim, got shishim nasa k'deira chaticha de isura chanan ubaya b'tavshel shishim levat al kol anesar kagon. And he gives you examples of the measurements of those days. So you need 60 times 60. Avol he says la'olam k'deira asura afil the tipa k'tanim old the klicheres and emotzi b'nedof nolio. Says 60 times 60 is to be matter what rabosai. To be matewat, the food, the soup, the meat. But the kedera itself will remain us. So writes the Maram, as he's quoted in an oral tradition by the Mordechai's Talmud. That's Mori Haram. Good. Moria Ram said it pretty clearly. We understand, I think, what he said. But there are a number of other sources. The Ravan himself has a source. The Maram himself has his own tshuva. Take a look over here. Shuv Matzasi. Rabosa, give a look a little later on in the same exact Mordechai. Where's the Shuv Matzasi? What's Shuv Matzasi? Shuvas Maram. Shasha'altes. Rabbi asked him. My body al tipas chalav shenafla dofen akteb matzasi shuvas rabbeinu shimshon zal biyodil laharich veherich ba biyodil lahatir veherich ba harbe. Because the shari, the rabbeinu Yitzchak Baal HaTorah says the ri, the Rashi Mishnah says Rebbe, osar, see the osar in brackets, betroys uchemedume hoya shelo hoya lo baro l'ri lesser. Kibi also show that's rivaz out the ri has the riva. Going really back to the early Baal HaTorah. Imro shama mizeh amas michlal shahoya mesupik. What was the reason? Raya. Oh, you go back to the same gemara. The smack quoted. Peredam chatas. Gabi bishul b'mixas kli ton rika shtiva b'kol akli. The comment of time am I from kli nechoshes bushola v'guva v'goma. Umedit hitzrich kro lekotchim alma einem efapeah b'kulo. It's a unique thing by kotchim that you require rika shtiva b'kulo. But when it comes to chulin, not. This is what the Re was suggesting. Maybe we should be lenient, Rabbi Osai. The Mara's suffix is only when it comes to Kachim. And when it comes to Chulin, we should say that it's not Mefapea Bekulo. When he quotes the Lashon of the Shuvas Harash, presumably, to his Rebbe, to the Re. What does it say over there? Let's take a look. Look carefully. In the Mordechai itself. He's being matic. He's copying. He's copying. What's he copying? Pamachas in Mavashan Basabik there, but not for Matholab Dolphinak there, me Bachutz. And they say, Shilunafal Batochoya brought the Vachatik Labatlachol. It would be bottled in the contents itself. Filahi la Rotter Rabbein Lahate. Why? Nesha Ein, Acholab, Mispashit, Bechol Dolphin, Akadera, Kamosha Machiach Shom, Idibinan, Kro, Imbuchin Koshes, Vachule, Kavishan Mispashit, Bechol Dolphin, Shiro, Loma, Shakol. Lachlukos Hashem Tefanas Misayim Levatel Nitzam Mokom Shenafal Olav Also Kol Abaluah Bedofneil Fanasin Avail. What's he saying over here? Chozav Also Kol Machshu Kedera Ein Bashish Levatel Shir Ovi Shir Ovi Hadofen Shenafal Shemach Hacholav Shir Ovi Hadofen Tzarech Lashar Lidin Kama Bola Kona Shenafal Bola Hacholav Ad Kan. Period. So what's he saying over here? Whenever there's a Shah in the Gemara, it's not clear what the various Tzadim are. Right. What do you want to know? You need Marika Rishtiva Vakula or don't you need Vakula? So some kind of a suffix over here. What are the studim? We said before in the smack, the one side doesn't move, stays in one place. Another side is obviously it gets spread throughout the entire Chaticha, throughout the entire Kedera. Another, the most damaging of all, is that it spreads through the pot. We have no idea where. We can't figure it out. It's not a uniform diffusion as happens when it comes to a Chaticha's boss. That's what the real killer. Now whether that may be the tzad that it's mifapeh bekulo, that may be the tzad not mifapeh bekulo. It depends on which one the other tzad is. But there are three tzadim in the shaila. It doesn't move at all. It goes throughout everything. Those are the better ones. And the in between one, which could be either tzad of the gemara and tzvachim tzad yivav, is that it goes, but you don't know where it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. So therefore, the maram required what? Shishim times shishim. To take care of every eventuality. The Maram, before we go any further, made no distinction between above the water level and below the water level. Because he apparently was worried, even below the water level, it wouldn't go straight into the contents of the pot. It would just mix around in the metal. It wouldn't get in. That's what he's worried about. Okay? He's telling you that you measure shir ofe adofen where the, this is the, again, the Rabbeinu Shimshon speaking, where the tipa fell. It goes through the entire thickness. But he doesn't say that it goes the entire height or width of the pot. That is apparently he's not concerned about that. Maybe he holds. If once it starts spreading, it's gonna spread all the way. Be bottled in the entire metal of the pot. But the fear is it's just gonna go into one spot, not gonna spread too far. And therefore you have a problem in that particular spot. Fine. Good. Umishar mechol akadera kula. The doctor, you have shalom al tipa, kama hoisa. You don't have no idea how much milk fell there. You don't know. You just don't know. Then you don't know. 60 times a drop won't help. You have no idea how much fell in. You just don't know. You have to have the entire thickness of the wall of the pot. But if you see how much fell in, then it's enough to have what? Samach shel samach tipin kamoa memalashach. As I wrote, as Mori v'Rabbi, Rabbeinu Shimshon. Okay, so that's what he tells it to, he writes to his Rebbe. Fine, v'chein nira. Then he says, v'chein numor en hechad ikad hefzit meruba tzas o b'shabas of yontav shalom ma'brab mebra boch. Question became, wait a minute, 60 times 60 should be foolproof. What could be the problem? Why 60 times 60 only be makel on Shabbos v'yontav? What could go wrong with 60 times 60? Apparently all that something can even go wrong 60 times 60. We haven't figured out yet so far. So let's review what we've learned so far. We've learned the last piece from the smack, Hagol smack Rabbein Yechiel. Then we had the Maram in two places, an oral tradition, and then the Tshuvas Maram, which introduces Rabbeinu Shim, introduces the Ri, who quotes the Goran Zvachim first, right before the way before the smack. Then he quotes over here the Rabbeinu Shimshon, who had certain leniencies, etc. Maybe it doesn't go at all. Fine. Final source is the Ravan. Again, we're going over this just to give a little taste of some text. I won't just give lectures over here. But we have to see the text to keep chazering over and over again. Echta Lashon Ravan. Another story of Magensa. A Magensa story. What happened? Kedera Malaya Basar. Fetav Shal Shoyz of Fusa Etzalor. For Osachas. Venish Bekat Shal Cholav. Venitis Min HaCholav Ala Kedera. Shal Basar Al Dof Nami Bechutz. What do you do? If the Kedera without the Tavshil has 60 Gevaldik, no problem. Lo Nasa Nevela, no problem. It's like Tipas Cholov, Gevaldik, terrific. Then he throws in V'im Tomar. Here's with a long Ramo. Someone wanted to change the text. Ramo defended the text. V'im Tomar. Halo Acholov Shenivle B'Kedera No Sintam L'Rotev Shenizbala Bo V'chi Hodor Nofilo HaRotev L'Soch HaKedera. Apparently, holds like Rashi, he passed the Gabi Yehuda, which most people disagree with. Says, what about a Mashu? Now, the question becomes: the person who asked the Ramo wanted to change the text said, "What do you mean? What do you mean? No Sintam Lerotiv? Just got through saying before, right? There was 60 times. If Yesh Bekedera Shishim, what do you mean that there's No Sintam? It's impossible. The pot itself has 60 times the milk that's spilled on it." We have to figure out how to read the Hemshech Advar. Yesh Lomar, I feel Rabbi Yehuda the Islay High Svara Lo Asa Rabbi Yehuda Elak Shod Nafla Al Chaticha V'Nesra Mitam Hacholav Shu Be'en V'Osher Hashal Chatichas V'Nei Shen Mina Avacholav Anivla B'Kedera Eino Osa Serotam Shen Nivla B'Lesa Azeh Shen B'Kedera Shen Min U'Mino Shen Nifla Toa Eino Be'en. Rabbi Osa, it reminds of the early Yeshia today. Min B'Mino B'Mash is only if it's Be'en. Not if it's mixed in, as we had this earlier discussion, if you recall, about the Trey Mashu, we spoke about, if you recall, a while ago. Fine, a little bit, almost done. Rabbanan for sure. A proof to you, Teda. You're going to tell Isa Balua Oser Heter HaNivla, if you're going to say that, what? What is he saying now? So it's hard, it's a little disjointed. What's he coming to say? You're going to tell me that Hanan Balua, that's what it sounds like he's saying, he holds like again, the water will answer the other water. It'll be a problem if you're going to say it goes in and out. It's not. It's closer to home. Kedera shebishel b'basar. Look at this now. Kedera tchila bala min hacholov v'nesra mitam habasa shaba. What happened? They mistakenly cooked milk in a fleshig pot. So it should be a disaster. Why? What's the disaster? You said the first thing, the first stage was that the pot, the meat in the pot, absorb the milk and is already basar b'cholov in the walls of the pot. V'chipolta, when it spit it out, havali cholov nevela min b'mina v'litza b'mashu. Again, this is like Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be. Elavarei cholov heter shenivla v'cholov shebechutz mitstarfin levatles atam abasar hanivla b'kdeira. It's all one unit. The cholov in the pot and the cholov. it's an ambiguous phrase. The cholam in the walls of the pot and the cholam contained within the area of the pot, the volume of the pot, are all connected. That's why it's been osen tam. In the cholam and nafal kadeir mibuchutz. And the Rav Baruch made a ma'aseh magensa, asad the kedera and was matzah the tafsh. We read selective readings, beautiful readings. We're not exactly sure what this means. So just to give you a little flavor of the Ravan by seeing the Rav Hagos Ramah, a little tiny flavor, see what the Ravan may have meant over here. What the shita may have been. Just for a minute, you don't have too much time to get involved over here. The Ramah was told to change the text, and he said, "No, I'm not changing any texts." Halfway through, after the Sheiloscha, the Ravan holds the Ein Akdeira Moel the Tavshil, Ben Atavshil Moel the Kdeira, will be in Shishin Bikdeira, Levatel Hacholav Shenaf Olav, Desha Kdeira Lo Teosa Nevela, was Ha'inu Tzrichim the Sharm and Atavshil Neged Kol Akdeira. Why? Maybe it didn't spread all the way. All kinds of third possibility. Only spread halfway. Sixty times in the soup, as opposed to the drop. The dilma nikas achala miyad lerotiv. And mispatla kedera does not mispatla means in the middle of the pot. Kemoshu datz tatz mafarsh. Umehashta and kov nechone menon tzrichil nehagia shem dover. Ki ame betchila kshay shishin bekedera. Eino nasa nevela. Vahatavshil mutter rabosai. The 60 times the tavshil mutter. Why? Meachash eino tzrichil neshar neged kol hakedera. No need. Because it's 60 times in the kedera compared to the drop which fell. For Hutzuch Levar, the Tavshel Samach Negaratibah. Shazel Pashat Bienav, Gidin Shari Surim. It's obviously if it's 60 times in a liquid, it's going to be Mavatl, the original item. It was a Hikshach Hakach, Vim Tomar Abosai, Hareach Choler Batsaloma. For Af Im Einon Utsmichim Mishar, Negat Kola Kadera. Okay. Mikol Gamesh Lesson, Mikoch Min Bimino. Min Bimino is Mamashu. It doesn't help. Notice his first statement was, we're not going to ask for the entire kedera wide, because it's batel b'shishim and the size of the whatever's absorbed in the pot itself. But if a mashu gets in directly, you still have to worry about that, because the Ravan is going l'shitah. So it passes like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rashi, the mimimino is b'mashu. That's the second kash. And that's what he answered. Rabbeinu Baruch made a maisa, lesser a kedera than hater a tavshul. As he explained, Hu emes Moshe Israel's mikraka. We're not going to read everything over here, just to give you a flavor how this Ravan is saying what he's saying. According to the Hagos Ramah, there's no need to make any emendations. We'll leave it. If you have more time, we'll come back. But I just can't afford to spend so much time on this one topic. We have many more topics to talk about. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay, Rabosai, we have a major question which we have to spend time and answer. This is a fundamental question. The steer in the Ramah between Simon Sadi Bey's Siv Zayin and Simon Sadi Hey. I'd like to open the Ramah with the same Siv at the end of the Siv. End of Zayin. End of Zayin. Look what it says. The Kiluach min Kedera Rosachas, Shaholach el Kedera Tzonenis. It spread from a hot pot and landed on a cold pot. So how do you handle it? What do you do with it? From a hot pot onto a cold pot. What do you do? So it says in the Farish what you should do. Ramah says, look carefully, very carefully inside. Look inside. Im nifsek akiluach menakdera saras kodon shigi al tzonon havin amik klisheni. We mentioned this a little while ago. Irish nifsek akiluach is going to be maker. Vim lo nifsek havin ki iwi Vakderatso nenes nestro, emayatso lettuce bekiluach hanoge bekdero, vatavsha shibisoka shari. Why? The end iru, it's oser raka de klipa. Fine. The Irish and Nischla Kiluach, even though it's pouring along a cold surface, as the Mefarshim point out, Aval Pikain, it does create Isser. Before Shirama, Simon Sadi Beis, Sif Zayin. Any questions? Clear. Now turn to keep one hand here. Turn to Simon Sadi Hey. Sadi Hey should be consistent, should it not? Take a look. As in Siv Gimel. The Ramah, in the middle of the long Ramah. Please turn and see if you can find it. It's right near the Shach Yud Tes. That's the closest way, the easiest way to find it. Avo. Im Ira Mayim Roskin. She'ena Shalbosim Lo Shalcholah. Just plain boiling water. Al Kalim Shalbosim Shalcholah Biyachad. It happens in every sink, unfortunately, here and there. You find the wrong spoon. That's Shalom Amish yesterday. Vafilu Shuman Dabuk Behem. They're greasy. Hakol Shari. Why? The ain iru keklirishin mamish sheyasa shakelim shemare aleihem yivlu zemizeh. This far you don't go. The question is obvious. In Simon Sadi Beis, he says iru is considered like a klirishin. Whereas over here, he's saying iru is not considered to be like a klirishin. Make up your mind. They're both the same kind of case. It was iru shenischal on the surface of a shetzonah. What's the halacha? Does that kill it or doesn't it kill it? That's a steer between the Ramah in Sadi Beis and the Ramah in Sadi Hay. The Shach already jumps on this steer in a slightly different guise here in Simon Sadi Hay Sivkotin Chof, and he wants a paskin against the Ramah for this reason. He says the Ramah is wrong. So if you pour boiling water, hot water from the tap, it's pretty hot, and the tap, and you have in your sink, you discover was flesh and milk in the sink, you're in big tzaras going to the Shach. How do we defend the Ramo? Seems to be a steering Ramo. So there are three answers to this steering. We'll go over them briefly, very, very assertive. First, the Chavos Das. Chavos Das has the following principle, which I am not so big fan of. Distinction between Blia, that's what we have in Sadi Beis, he's pouring chicken soup, is pouring on a milchika surface of pot directly, Irish and Nischal, or the other way around. Blia Rabosai, Irish and Nischal creates Blia. However, here you're pouring water in Sadi Hay. Water! Water, water everywhere. Water is het gomer. Oh, water's, well, we hope our water's mutter. So I assume our water's mutter. So what's the problem? The water is pouring something on greasy fleshika and milchika dishes. So the Chavos Das says the only way it can become usher is if it's what's called maflid umavliya kiyechot. There's two separate things. It pulls out of one surface and into another surface. That is the equivalent of bishul. Tarovis tamen. The mush is a slight problem. If they weren't greasy, you'd be right. You have to maflid umavliya kiyechot. Here, Rabbi Osai, it's greasy. You have to maflid. So the mush suggests Mechamim Mavliya Kiyachat, the same as Mavliya Mavliya Kiyachat, along those same lines. That's the answer, the beautiful answer, Rabbi Osir the Chava. It's a beautiful answer, it really is. It's a gorgeous answer. A couple of problems with it. Doesn't seem to fit the various sources. Why? Because as his Chavos Das said, Rabbi Osir, he's correct, I think the post can agree with him, that Mavliya Mavliya Kiyachat, Taruva Satam, is the same as Bishul. So I won't do Bishul. The problem is, if you look in Sadi Beis, back to us, Sadi Beis Zayin, back to the original source. Sadi Beis Zayin. It's true. In the actual case that we're describing over here, Rabosai, all you need to do is to have a blia. There's no need to have a bishul or its equivalent, which is mafalu mavliya kiyechot. All that is true, but it's against the source. Because the source for the din of the Ramah is quoted in the Gra over here. It's Sifkot and Lamed Vav. Sifkot and Lamed Vav. Truma Zadesh and Kuf Pei Aleph. And he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. But after Nischal al Gabi Kira, Havik Mo Klirishin, how do you know? Perikira, Tul B'Klisheni V'Tein. Afal Gav Daham Bati Nimshechas Minayora B'Karka, Afal Pikein, Havik Klirishin. There it goes. He's saying that it's a Klirishin for Bishul purposes. So the Chavos Das is Nitcha to say, well, you know, the Raya is not a great Raya. He said a Misvara. He does mention that in the Truma Sadesh somewhere. And so we don't accept the Raya. for some reason, maybe it's hot ground or whatever other reason, we don't accept the raya. But the svara still exists, Rabbi said, without the raya. But the svara is limited to blia, does not apply to bishul or its equivalent, which is mafnu mavliya kechad, or maybe even mechama mavliya kechad. Ad kan nechav is das. Shmer is against the raya on these points of the Gemara. It's hard to make such statements. Comes the prima gadim with a different suggestion. The prima gadim is found primarily, in a few places, in Simon Sadi Hey, on the Shach, Sivkot and Yud Ches. That's the Shach very nearby. We read Chof. Yud Ches is found on the same page. I'm not going to read it now for the lack of time. If you look in the prima gadim, there he explains as follows. Rabosai, it took me two cases of Irui. One, an Irui from a pot which is presently on the fire, and the second, an Irui from a pot which you picked off the fire. In the former case, the Ramah is Machmer, that's Simon Sadi Beis. In the latter case, he's Mekel, that's a Simon Sadi Hey. Fascinating. The problem with this is a little bit of Ikachosim and Asefer. More than that, the Torah Schat, that's written by the Ramah himself, he says, Beferish, not that way. That's not to the best terrors in the world, what the previous God said, although it makes logical internal sense. So we like our terrors, which I attribute to Rav Moshe, Igris Moshe. Rav Moshe says, no, Irui Shenischal is an Irui, and it creates an impact of Kedei Klipa. So you have Rabosai and Sim Sadi Beis, you're pouring whatever it'll be, milk into onto a flesh of a pot, or vice versa. There, the problem of Bliya Kedei Klipa, everything can become usher, as the case may be. Fine. But over here, boss, you're pouring plain water, H2O. Water is mutter. The only possibility is that the water is going to impact on the meat and on the milk, which are in the bottom of the sink. Says Rav Moshe, Irui is really, we should say, Tato Govar. It shouldn't achieve anything. Only one, Ademekele Bola means, Rabosai, listen carefully, that the impact of the Irui is limited to a Kedei Klipa. From the moment it makes what we call today landfall, there it'll achieve whatever it has to achieve within a Klipa's worth of where it landed. So what's the case, for example? The case is a person put boiling hot water over a chicken which wasn't kashered yet. He wanted to get rid of the feathers that way. You have a big problem. Why? Because the Irui will impact on the blood on which it lands and in the capillaries of the chicken, and will shove that taste into the next capillary, which is almost microscopic. It's maybe it is even. It's just very, very close to the previous capillary. So therefore, it's within a klipa. Within a klipa, you have major problems, Rav Osai, major problems. And therefore, that's what we're worried about in that particular case. But here in Sadi Hay, it's not that way. You pour water over a bunch of dirty dishes. You have flesh, you have milk, there's grease. They're not within a klipa of each other. A klipa, I don't know, I've never measured a klipa. It's the thinnest possible peel. Those are not a peel. But who's ever peeled an apple here? You do it well without taking half the fruit off? You know, the back of the peel is red or it's white? It's white, and you didn't do such a good job. If you take just imagine a little peel, that's a nothing. So nothing. It's a very, very tiny, tiny amount, Rabosai. So between the fleshik and the milchik pots, which are greasy, is going to have more than that small amount between them. So the hot water could have impact on the fleshik grease or absorption and just push it in to the milchik pot. It can't do that. That's our favorite teretz of the igros mush. Fine. So now, Rabosai, let's turn our attention to another important citation over here in Simon Sadi Beis. Back to Sadi Beis now. The end. Sifches. Very important. We're going slowly. We're chasing some things we just spoke about very recently. You should remember them better than the other things. Mamish just got off this inyana. It says in the Machin Sifches, at Shuvas Arash, Machvas Shel Cholav Shel Nostal Bekira Takas Kedera Shel Basar. You have a pot full of milk, which is under a pan of milk under a pot of meat. Hazeya olav and nivla b'kedera v'osrasa. The steam rises up, is absorbed in the pot full of flesh, and answers the whole thing. Yeah, if there's milk there, obviously, as opposed to if it's water. Ubinin shishim b'tavcha shebikudera negad achola shebibachtas. V'kozes is the Rambam Ma'ari, shamachmas megula, v'azeh olam en hamachal atzmo, l'kdera shaleha, v'gam Ma'ari shebikorov kolkach, shayad soleres b'zeha, v'mokom shenogea b'kdera. As opposed to not that way, so you're hanging up meat, doesn't reach the level of yad so lettuce bowl. Alright? We're not afraid of it. This is a citation of the Rambam. It's based on the Truma Sedeshin, once again. Very important critical source. This Rambam. Sinchelik Bey Simon Kuv Gimel. But it's one major change between the Truma Sedeshin and the Rambam. The Truma Sedeshin says, and it's quoted in some of this Rambam on the side, that the only time is a problem if it's a yad so lettuce bow in the either the basar or the kdera that's above the zeya. Doesn't measure it in the zeya itself. Doesn't matter. Has to be the top item, which is hanging over the zeya, must reach yad so lettuce bow. And whereas the shach, the Rambam is shina, I didn't make it up, the yaduda. Shina, he changed it, yad so lettuce bow with zeya. How can you do such a thing? How can you do such a thing? Says the Yadud, it's not his fault. He had a wrong text. There's a way he had an afal gav instead of imlo. He had a wrong text. So based on this wrong text, he had no alternative but to interpret it in this fashion. But the truth of the matter, according to this, is we follow the right text. It's only a problem, Rabbo Sai, if it's yad so let us go in the item above, as the Chumash Nashi says explicitly, the kdera, the basar, those are the two examples that the Truma Sedeshin gave. That has to be yatsa lettuce bowl. The fact that it's steam is yatsa lettuce bowl doesn't help. In many cases, we go together, but not in every case. That's our favorite microwave case, where maybe the zeya is too hot to touch, but maybe the roof is not too hot to touch. That's certainly a distinct possibility. Yeah. The truth is, when we talk about Zeya, there's another leniency, over and above all leniency, that in the case of microwaves, at least, we assume that the roof did not get too hot to touch, and therefore it's not going to absorb no matter what's underneath it. But there's another issue, which exists primarily, I would say, in regular ovens, not microwaves, which is the Pischei Tshuva, right in front of us. Sivkotin Vav. The Prima Garden. Rambam, Tumas Ochlin, Taka Zeyas Mashkin Kamo, Abel Ochlin, such as Chele Mahutach, it's a molten fat, Ein Zeyasa Kamo. He wants to know what will happen if the Zeyola from a solid, Evshi Yesh Lahatir. There's a tremendous fight unleashed about this Rambam. Is it a right one way, Rambam the other way? The Ad Yehuda didn't like it at all. Don't have time to go into this fight. It's a machloikis, which we can't resolve about Zeyas Ochlin. This is a discussion of Pesach as well, and there's a claim that the only time Zeyas Ochlin will count if it's very close to the roof, but not if it's a little further away. Fine. Rabosai, it's certainly a possibility that Zeyas Ochlin is an issue when it is known to exist. The best proof of this is turn of attention to the Ramah and Simon Kufches, to see it inside, because it's critical to understand that most poskim seem to say that it does say it's often when you know the Zeya is a problem. I'm reading to from the Rambam in the middle of Simon Kufches Sif Aleph. He writes, Im Afu Otsalu, everyone sing? Im Afu Otsalu Isur Veheter Taras Machvas Achas Megulin Asur. I feel it, the Evid. Who I did im afu b'chiyai gavna pas im basar asur la'ochlo b'cholov haba b'zeach hazein lochosh amkein izia machas mishneim tiyaz asur afil b'zeach hazeh v'yishneim megulim tavik kikisu shukadeir to the leal simen tzadi gimel. Fine. This is what the Rambam says. Rabbah says this is very, very important. Very important. You get an impression from the Rambam. Yes! Yes! Yes, the cabbies asked Oakland. But no, we have no right to assume that there was asked Oakland. only if you happen to see it. If you see it, if you didn't see it, we assume it doesn't exist. It's a compromised view. The Zayas Ochlin is Mutl the Garmei Alpidin. That's what we saw in Prima Garmei's suggestion. Or no, in theory it's a problem, but Lemaisa, we don't have to assume it's going to be there. Well, no, we assume it's going to be there. Those are three opinions for both as far as Zayas Ochlin is concerned. And again, there's an important caveat. Maybe Zayas Ochlin is a problem, or maybe it's presumed to exist if it's very, very close to the roof. That's the case in Hilchos Pesach. Over here, it's not so close, so presumably it's not a problem according to most authorities. So now we come, Rabosai, to the fact that the Ramah quoted this Trumas Hadeshen. At least he quotes him in part. And the issue is, do we follow him? What's happened? What's this all about? You can see this, the best way to see this in a very, very brief place is in the Rebbe Kiv Eger. Shayat Soledes Bezeya. This is the Ramah Sif Ches and Simon Sadi Beis. It's number one. Einat Soledes Bezeya Mutter. Imlo Shakadera Rosachas Bifnei Atzma. That's our Girsa. Imlo. The Girsa of the Dake Moshe was Afal Gav, which is a whole different story. That explains why the Ramah said, hold your hands in the Zeya. Because according to this Girsa, if you hold your hand in the Zeya and the Zeya is okay, not too hot, even though the roof is hot, it's still going to be okay. So of course, put your hand in the Zeya. But we have the proper Girsa, which is found over here in the Rebbe Kivega. Not Afal Gav, but Imlo. So then we have to understand that the Yatzoletis criterion is not in the Zeya itself, but it's rather in the Bosa Rokadeh, which is hanging on top of it. And he tells you, look at Mogan Avram, what about a Suffolk? Can we make it with a Bach? Ulam, im chalal kemo guma bekira v'amachas besocho, ulamala pi akira hakadeira, be'inyin, de'ein mokom la Zeya lehispashe. That's the key phrase. It can't spread out, it's pressurized, nowhere to go. In that kind of a case, Bezemi Dina Asr. And if a Sovgas Lettuce is also Asr. What's the Bach saying over here? If it's not pressurized steam with nowhere to go, it's not Asr Medina in the first place. Tremendous ramifications for our ovens. Because the steam is not compressurized. It's not like, you know, you have a pot and there's nowhere to go. It's a pot of the cover. The steam is the best right that is. Pull out the cover. What happens? What happens? You ever see it? White, all over the place. It was pressurized, huh? That's when we call that hevel, like the bathhouse that they grew up calling the Masechta Machshir. But failing that, if there's space for the steam to spread out, it's not going to be so concentrated, not going to be so powerfully generated, it would not cause a problem whatsoever. That's the opinion of the Bach privately. The Bach is painfully aware of the fact that the Trumas Hadeshen is against him, because the Trumas Hadeshen is trying to bring a raya. That would make it, if not yet, the lettuce bowl, in the case where they used to hang on top of the pot, either basar or kedera, whatever it may be, and if it was less than yet, the lettuce bowl, according to the correct girsa, in the basar and in the kedera, we say it's mutter. But if it would be yet, the lettuce bowl would be awesome. Why? Yochel is spashe. There's no pressure. It's not in contained quarters. It's spread. Parenchum is adeshin, goes against the Bach. And Asur is Yochel Despashet. The Bach wants to be Mekel. He's afraid to be Mekel completely, but he's Mekel at least in Sofik Atzoletis, which is very relevant to our microwave situation, where we think it's the best of Sofik Atzoletis. That's why it's important to see this Rebbe Kiv Eger inside. Fine. Let's take another Tzad L'Hakam. What about assuming the case that it is considered to be Osa, even if it's not Yochel, even if it's Yochel Despashet, like the Chumash Session against the Bach? So what do we say over here? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Hazeya Ola v'nivla b'kedera v'osra sa. It makes the kedera asa. What about the machmas? Not a word, not a peep. It's dogma mirabava. The gamma machmas nestra. Shazeya nestra v'osra sa. Look at Mogan Avram, etc. And he gets told to look in Kuf Chesed, which we just saw. Beautiful. If this is correct, Zeya goes up, but doesn't come down. Goes up, doesn't come down. I mean, you know, Newton said what goes up must come down. But he wasn't talking about Zeya. Right? If you ever see a heat rise, just goes to Shemayim. Doesn't have to come down. Lighter than air. Okay? So therefore, it doesn't come down. Another tzadahok in our ovens, whatever goes up doesn't come down. So it's no problem whatsoever. Not everyone agrees to this either. There are those who say that it goes up, does come down. So that's what Dogma Rabbah says, it comes down. Others say it doesn't come down. To be machmer. But here's where the real kula comes in. The tzirif of both considerations, the hakel. A, it's yachal dispashe, and B, the one of it comes down. It's true, the Ramah and Chumas Adeshna machmer yachal dispashe, only that it gets absorbed by the thing on top. But it gets absorbed on top, it comes down? This we never heard of. So there are many Mekilim who say there's no way to be machmer for both of those together. And I add various coolers. I mentioned they had, when it comes to the microwave, the cooler that the roof never gets to be yatzel lezbo. We think it depends upon the roof, not upon the steam. Even the steam, maybe not even get the yatzel lezbo. We don't even 100% sure. And then, Rabosai, we have the idea tato gava doesn't apply. We just mentioned it before. If it's not machbit, not bimkomo. So the fakir, the car, the roof on top is bimkomo. Right, this is, and then we had Rabbi Kivega that those tato gava when the it's a kli on top, not a food on top. There are a lot of stud on the huckle on both sides, at least as far as microwaves are concerned. It's very important to realize there are stud on the huckle, even though the chatchila we should cover things. By covering things, by definition, the poskim say, it's even better than yochel ispashe. It doesn't go straight up, it goes a little to the side. At some point, if it goes to the side, it doesn't have so much oomph going up. There's even more room to be made, it's even a bigger cooler than generally yochel ispashe, even if it's going sort of straight up. So after saying all this, Rabosai, because we're almost out of time, we have to focus straightforwardly on ovens. And you have one oven, which is from Fleishix and Milchix together, Bezeh Achar Zeh. May you or may you not. So Rabosai, there are three problems when it comes to ovens, explained by the Birkas Moshe and by the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, great length. And let's discuss the three issues. One, Zeh. Two, Ben, some splashes on the roof maybe. And three, the oven tray or grate upon which the pots stand. Everyone with me so far? So there's a tremendous dispute about all these things. Rav Moshe is from the Big Mekilin. He says he thinks that he really is not that much of a problem as far as the grates, as far as the bands, or about the Meshishim. Yes, the Zeya problem or Moshe is a problem. If it's solid, you can assume there is no Zeya. If it's liquid, we assume that there is, and therefore you have to cover it. You cover one, so Moshe is psak. That's what we have in my house. We cover the milchik, which is a rarity in any event, and the flesh, we can cook with whatever we want with the open liquid, doesn't make a difference. But the oven is theoretically flesh, but it won't impact on any milchik, because one of two reasons. Either it's dry. When it comes to dry, how you define dry? We saw this dry mamish, bone dry. Then there's chelev hamahutak, which is a batter-like thing which pours, but it's not really liquid like water or milk. And then there's, you know, there's mamish mortar. I thought you could be mekel, even if it is like chelev mahutak, even though we saw before at the pischet shuvas mekel, the Yadihud is very upset that it's cooler. That means in theory, if you're going to find Zeya, my experience is, and check in the physics lab, Zeya comes out of things which are water-like, very liquidy. I'm not discussing microwave now, regular oven, very liquidy. And even if it's water, you're hard-pressed to look for the Zeya to find it. Obviously, it's the Ramos and the Kufches, how do you know? You have Ruach HaKodesh. You have to look. If you don't see it, you assume there's no Zeya. Whatever you don't see, even though it's in physics it's there, invisibly, doesn't count. So I'm still. What happened last Friday when you went home and you looked in the oven? You found steam in the oven? Yeah. Who found steam in the oven? Who looked? Oh, yeah, one person looked. Okay? Achad Efes, they say in Eretz Yisrael. One person looked, didn't find steam in the oven. Your wife probably cooked a lot of good stuff. You cooked it. Even better. Great stuff. What'd you cook?
Chicken.
Was there a lot of liquid in the chicken pot?
It was like.
You put water? You put a cup of water? 2 cups of water?
Yeah.
In the chicken. Was it covered or uncovered?
Uncovered.
There you go. 2 cups of water. You can't. Chush makrish. 2 cups of water. Right, that's what you put in? More?
Yeah, around there.
Around 2 cups. 16 ounces of water. That's a lot of water. In an uncovered pot, you look into the window and didn't see any steam. That's what my experience has been. But I have one ally and no opponents. Okay, so you can still look again this Friday. It's plenty of ticket. You can do look on Wednesday also. I'm not saying that the Friday, but that's when the action is. Yeah? Most good Jewish homes. Anyway, it's another tzad lahakel in this situation. There are many tzadim lahakel as far as the Zayah is concerned. Many tzadim lahakel. Nonetheless, I believe we should follow Rav Moshe's pesach lahalacha, which is a chumra from this perspective, to cover one of the two. But to cover the milchik, we can be makel, in my opinion, only to cover the milchik liquid. That's a greater chance of having zayah, as opposed to either a complete solid, or even a chile mahuta consistency, where even if we find zayah, we'd be machmer, like the yadud against the pesach tshuva, all right, that's what the Rambam meant, two opposite inferences in Hilchos Tumas Oakland, but to assume it exists, I assume it doesn't exist. Kavachoma, for your case, didn't exist even with respect to two cups of water. Kavachoma is not going to exist in the case of the cake batter or things of this nature. Pizza. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think there's no need to cover it. You're allowed to have that a milk of a cake with a batter, which is I think you have a right to be maker. I view myself as within Rav Moshe's ambit. Rav Moshe, if it's liquid, you got to cover it. One of them. I think he means liquid. Water. But if it's not. And I know that there's an argument about the chel mehutach. I'm aware of that. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't there be a problem if, let's say, you cover something that's liquidy, right, in the oven, so that might cause there to be steam if you open it in the oven? Like,
that's correct. That's one of the reasons why there were those who are machmal lechatchila for fear that we're going to mistakenly uncover it. There's a couple of reasons to be machmal lechatchila. That's one of them. Correct. Absolutely correct. Fine. That's as far as the steam is concerned. There are machmira mekilim. The Bali HaShulchan more or less goes with this mahalach, except there's a couple of extra chumras. Number one, he says, even if you cover it, it's still a potential problem. He says, at the end of the last five words, miyu lechatchila yesh li zor b'chozeh, twice everything. Everything, twice everything. The last two things, it's kisui, and ein b'lu yotze mikli l'kli b'la rotev. On both of those things, he claims, shmi machmo lechatchila. It's a chiddush of the Baal Bali HaShulchan. Maybe in the original source, Agol Sharidu, it seems to say that we should be machra b'lua mechaticha lechaticha b'larota, but the meaning of poskim is not to hold that one. And as far as Kisui is concerned, well, he thinks, as others say, the Megillah Sefer critiques the Baal HaShulchan, yes, we're machra lechaticha of Kisui, either because he's going to open it, going to sneak out, who knows what, only b'vas achas. Not b'zeachar zeh. No. You won't get any cool on b'vasa. I'm a big machmer. To the contrary, I told you that in my view, to play it safe, after you cook fleishiks, you want to cook milchiks, make sure the oven cools off and there's no fleishik smell. You have to have mach chumras to correspond to the coolest. That's also my two chumras that I tell people. Okay? Fine. This is what I believe is going to be making in this kind of circumstance, but the Baal HaShulchan is machmir. And he says, even if it's covered, you should wait 24 hours just to play it. It's a little safer. So that's also Shas HaTzchak, it seems to be, if you ask me. So I don't require 24 hours. I don't require covering things with the consistency of a batter. And I'm not machmal lechatchila b'zeach hazeh. But, yes, sir. Well, airline meal, what do they serve airline meals? It's lach or yavish?
Chicken, vegetables,
it's mostly yavish, mostly. Yeah. Look, in a kosher agency, and even in a kosher rest, we have to go, we can't play around. They'll make a mistake, they'll do this, they'll that. You have to have many chumras. That's what I think. Yes, sir?
To make pizza in an oven, the sauce, that would be more like a word.
Again, pizza, I only eat pizza. But we had a big pizza party here. Oh, a week from today, Kainu. A week from today, pizza party. 12 o'clock, pizza party a week from today. Okay, so we have it's already salivating, yeah? I don't eat pizza. But I look at the pizza, that's called lach? I know what it looked like at the beginning. When I see it's not lach.
When
starts off lach?
To make it, the salt, if you're making it, so you have the sauce there. The sauce comes out.
I, could be the sauce is fairly minimal, gets absorbed into the pizza. Again, I won't say what I don't know. I never made pizza, I never ate pizza, but I won't say more than that. It sounds to me it's okay. It's basically a salad, from what I'm able to see. After about Ben, you should make sure that the oven is clean. That I'm looking a favor. The oven should be clean as possible. And once again, in a microwave is more cal because the ceiling is probably not yatzal lettuce bowl as opposed to a regular oven. But it's also more chomer. You know why? Much more steam. That's the science. The way where microwaves work. They, if I'm not mistaken, who's a physics major here? They activate the whatever it is, the molecules in the liquid in the chicken or every other item. So it's much more liquid related in the theory of how it works, and therefore there's much more steam in the microwave. But even so, it is vented. There's a vent, it shouldn't explode. And we saw before that if it's vented, there are many mekilim, it's like also the spashate, we saw that in the poskim. What I tell people in the microwave is cover it. You don't have to cover it with a hermetic seal. If you cover it with a paper plate or even a paper towel, it doesn't go straight up, it goes to the sides of a big mekilim, as we saw earlier. The Maharsham and others not going straight up, and it may not be hot in the roof. As I told you, so there are many reasons to be mekel if you have one microwave, but again, the most important thing is keep it clean. If it's not clean, if it's really dirty, so Rav Moshe is still mekel, because whatever is be'en is batel b'shish. You fall down, it's a drop, we batel b'shish. I'll just say, I don't have time to go into the pratim right now. And the final shayla in the oven is what the Baruch calls the michbar, or what Rav Moshe calls the tas, the grate. What's the problem? So I would say, no problem. Ein belua yotzi miklil the klibul arotev. And as the Chavos Das says, that we pass like him against others, rotev means significant amount of rotev. When it comes to these oven racks, each little spoke of the rack is so tiny that it's never going to gather any rotev. It's going to fall right to the bottom. Aside from that, it's hot. So the hot can perhaps burn it up right away. Truth be told, talk about what they call the chatsuva. Chatsuva tzrichalim and all is the chumra b'yalma. Mikir adin, the chatsuva ein belua yotzi miklil the klibul arotev. Our chatsuva is directly on top of the fire is eishes sor for miyad, Rav Moshe writes. The rack in the oven is not that hot. It's hard to say that eishes sor for miyad, but we still have the original kula of what? Ein belua yotzi miklil the klibul arotev, and a small amount of rotev doesn't count. Once again, the Bali HaShulchan is machmir on two grounds. One, he claims that the Shari Dura is machmir, we should worry about Klila Rotev. And again, I think most possible don't accept that Chumra of the Shari Dura, even the Rambam may not have even meant it. And number two, he's worried that what? It's not going to be so boiling hot, it's going to just leave it there just to warm. Granted, that could happen, but still, if that happens, it's going to fall directly down to the bottom. It's not going to congregate. I think there's more room to be mekel than to be machas. I'm following Rav Moshe again. This is what I have to say about the third chashash. Any questions for us? So b'siyata d'shmaya, Rabbi said, b'siyata d'shmaya, we've really completed the major issues in Siman Tzadi Beis. And now, we only have another 15 minutes. Let's just do a couple of brief things in Tzadi Gimel, and then we'll see if it's time for anything more. So in Tzadi Gimel, just two things. The first thing, Rabbi Osai, is the opening line in the Mechaber Tzadi Gimel Aleph. Today we should bishul b'basar le'yavashu b'cholim. In bishul b'tof meis li'eis, osu b'nosan tam. Furushi gemar n'chulin, tzadi zayin amadav. Very nice. And what happens if not meis, is not meis li'eis? Of course, it's mutter b'di'evit. And the chatchila? Not a word. Not a word, doesn't say. If your kli is a fleshika kli, which is ein ben yoma, can I use the chatchila for milchix? The mechaber is silent. The consensus view of everybody in the whole wide world is that it's awesome. Can't do it. The diak of the ra'ah. What do you say? He says, "Osu benosan tam," implying that the only time the avashah b'cholav is only if it's a pesach lastly. Yes, otherwise it's mutter. The mitzvah rights. They always have that. They shouldn't do it. And if you did it, that's not a compelling proof. The makers the ra'ah. And there are fundamental riots from Chometz for Pesach. I can't go into the sugya, not enough time. Sochem daf lamed, complicated sugya, Tosfos Sakasha, there are a bunch of four different answers. There are all the riots in that Gemara in Psachim Daf Lamin, that if it's Hetera Bola, they never made a Gzeira, Eino Ben Yomo, Otu Ben Yomo. No such Gzeira. Not true. By Chometz it's Mutter, right? And even by what we call Basar it's Mutter. So remember, I read you the Ritva on Adaf? They were all had one set of dishes, one set of pots, Pinle Ploim. I couldn't afford a second one. And what do? He used to keep a cheshbon. He put a little notation. This pot was used 2 o'clock on Wednesday. Oh, he makes sure not to use it till 3 o'clock on Thursday. And the chadu and v'chadu, you save a lot of money. Don't you ever dare to try to follow the Ra'ah. Don't you ever. But the Ra'ah said it. He did it. He said he did it. The Ra'ah, he also ma'isa ba'atzmo. And he tried to talk him out of it to the Ritva, but the Ra'ah wasn't about to budge. Ah, come on. Last year he budged on something. Remember we saw that in that famous kula that the Ra'ah had. The Ritva said the Rebbe sort of backed out a little bit. But usually that's an exception. That's it. Finished. Yes. You are correct. If you're talking from the practical perspective, you're 100% right. The Ra'ah probably is going from a lumdish perspective. The lumdish perspective is only if it's bola isa, not if it's bola heta. You have to look carefully. Did the Ra'ah have the girsa in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the fine vav on top? Gozu ainu ben yom otu ben yom. I'm not sure if he even had the girsa. Some did. If you don't have the girsa there, then stop. There was a chumra ainu ben yom, but only by isur, not by heta. That's the famous opinion of the Ra'ah, and of course everyone else disagrees with him. You pass halach al ma'is, of course, that it is prohibited. That goes without saying. It's prohibited. Dava pashut that it's prohibited. Okay, pashut. But the Ra'ah goes against the pashtus, as we mentioned. Fine. Now, in this context, Rebbe Osai, a very, very important thing comes up. If you look carefully in the Taz and the Shach on Siman Sadi Gimel, they talk about the following case. The case is something absorbed in fire and you kashed it with water. It doesn't work. But the Gemara seems to say in Masechta Avodah Zarah, the last daf, the same daf I involve, that if it's Hetera Bola, it's okay. Hetera Bola, it's all right. So there was kachim in those days. What's a terabola nowadays? Basar. Basar is a terabola. Maybe chametz, according to certain opinions. Basar. So pashup shot is, if it went in fire, rabosai, in basar, and now I want to kasher it, I can kasher it with water. Pashup shot, the mefurashi gemara, kemat, and I'm a sech davar azar, that fayim atari paskal alocha. I'm kashering with water. What happened? Rabbi said before I got around to kashering with water, somebody cooked milk. Gewalt. Somebody cooked milk. So that is a potential problem. Obviously, the pot is treif right now, but according to many, and this is the opinion of the Alta Lubavitch Rebbe, you can kasher it, Rabbi Osai, with water. So if you cooked milk in a flashing a frying pan, Alter Rebbe says you can kasher it with water, which is great because Teflon shouldn't ruin it in the heat. What's the lumdus, Rebbe Osai? The lumdus is that whatever the deep absorption, which is not going to come out in water, that's not going to get mixed in with the milk. That's deep inside, and that's not gonna bother us. We have to get out the time, which is going to become basa b'cholov, which is the major part of the kli, and there it comes out with water, because this heter bol applies to you can be kasher with water when it's on fire. Rabbi Osai, there's a tremendous dispute in this matter. When must you kasher it? He said before, must you kasher before it became treif or after it became treif? So the Prima Gaon wants to be machmir like the Rambam. Rambam said you have to Marika Shtifa before it became Noser. And the Silu Pshat in the Gemara in Ravashi against the Rambam, Silu Pshat, even happens later on for the reason I just told you. It seems like a big boon, because with frying pans, there's always a problem that you kasher them. Comes along the Alter Rebbe, who said what I just told you. Even if you first cook the milk before you kasher the pot from the pan for meat. In other words, it's not just it came in on fire, and then you kasher it with water, and then you put in the milk. No, in the other way around. You fried fleshik, you cook milchik, and then you can still kasher with water alone. Gevaldige kula of the Alter Rebbe.
You cook it all within 24 hours.
Even within 24 hours. However, the Megillah Sefer is the party pooper, because most people don't cook in pans; they fry in pans. So you're going to fry, I don't know, you'll fry cheese in a fleshik pan. Says the Megillah Sefer correctly, I believe. Alter Rebbe's logic won't apply. Why? What's going to happen? What's going to happen is you have a tray, a fleshik, a frying pan. Now you fry cheese. What's going to happen is that the absorption of the meat in the pan and the cheese itself are going to bang into each other, and now it's coming in to the pan, not in water but in fire. So it comes in, mamish bosu b'cholav is coming in fire. The only way to take care of that, Rabosai, is to do a libun. However, thank God there's a leniency which saves them most of the time. Same Megillah Sefer. That's only if it's ben yomo. If it's eino ben yomo, Rabosai, if it's eino ben yomo, which is most of the time, stam kem ein ben yomo. So now, though I had fried salami many times, I fried by mistake cheese, eino ben yomo, once again, we can be make of the kasherit with boiling water. Why? There was never a tchilas b'liyosel l'shvach in a situation of fire and fire. By the time the second fiery absorption took place, namely the frying of the cheese, by that point in time was already the fleshik absorption from the frying of the salami was eina ben yomo, was pogum. And pogum made karo, we're not machmeron. So therefore, we don't have to worry about kashing with libun, we kash about gol. So that's what I think saved the day at the very end. Speaking about gol, I guess our last topic is again what's found over here in Siman Sadi Gimel in the Tur, and it's found that Mechaber doesn't talk about it, but it's found in the Taz at great length, and that is the Rajba's Kula. The Rajba's Kula is based on the Mefurash Gemara, Rabosai, in Mesechta Avodah Zarah, again in the same daf. Tav ayin vav. But the Gemara there says, Kol yom v'yom nasa giyu l'chaveru. Each and every day's cooking, it works as a giyu, as the equivalent of a hagala of what happened the day before. Those who want to spend a few hours can look at the Nekudas HaKesef over here on the Taz, Sivkot and Beis. We don't have enough time to look at it right now. It's really, really long. But to make a very long story very short, the question is, this Rajba, is it accepted the halacha? There seem to be contradictions to it, and there are all kinds of various terutzim which you can't go into right now, whether other sources are in fact against the Rajba or not against the Rajba. I'll mention one of them. There's a Tosis in the Masechta to Chulin. Since we have Chulin open up, I guess we can look inside just a little tiny bit. But Tosfos says that the Pshat in the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, we have certain leniencies. It's in Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Tosis, the first Tosis on the Daf. But Tosis is as follows: Tosis calls Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Gil L'Chaveiro. Okay, so we are going to the entire discussion. Tosis is over there. No, Hosam Avitayim Mishum the Min B'Mino Midoraisa Bottle Barov Uvikle Miklish Ukmua Doraisa. Ah, it's a unique din, ukmua daraisa. So therefore, the poskim suggests the Rashba's source is invalid. His source is the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav. No, that's a unique leniency by Kotshim ukmua daraisa. It wouldn't apply to our situations. To defend the Rashba, its proof is good, and it wouldn't even be a problem according to Tosfos. Leads to a whole discussion which we can't go into at length. There are two issues in Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav. One is the impact of this kli, which absorbed in the fire, on future foods which will be exposed to it. Two, totally independent. The Torah said, get rid of any taste of noser. If it's kli cheres, you break it. You got to eliminate it. You can't just leave the kli cheres lying around. Here too, you have to simply get rid of everything. As far as that's concerned, we cannot say min b'mina ukmua daraisa. It hasn't mixed into anything else. It's a problem of what's absorbed in the kli proper. So it could be that the Rashba's raya is from that, that kol yom masagil lechavero, and since Rabosai, you cooked some other item in the pot, it weakened the absorption of the previous cooking. Now, the Nekuda Sakesa seems to say it's a case of a Hagola. And the poskim jump on it, how can it be Hagola? Hagola would be mutter even Isura Bola. Hagola would be mutter in all circumstances. Here it's a unique din. But a question, what's the nature of the unique din? Is it that when you cook, in the Rashba's case, vegetables, when you cook the second time, the vegetables pull out some of the taste was there previously? Or fakert, the vegetables push in additional taste, which weakens whatever's already in the pot. And nafkaminas here and there, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef, we can't go into all these things at the present time, but suffice it to say, Rabosai, that it's a question whether the Rashba is correct. Most poskim say we should not rely upon the Rashba himself, but with the tzir of other considerations, we are allowed a right to rely on the Rashba Shita as well. I have 2 minutes to talk about the Parsha, and I'll say just one thing. Mamash, 2 minutes. Parsha's Vayetze is a very, very long Parsha, and there is no Psuchos Tumah. Anyone about Curry here? It's very hard. It's one long run-on paragraph. How can that be? So the Mefarshim explained, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Ve'eloch Haran, he left Eretz Yisrael, and at the end of the Parsha, Machanoim came back into Eretz Yisrael. And the lesson of the Parsha is, Rabosai, that our main existence is in Eretz Yisrael. And the entire Golos experience, even though there's so many ups and downs and arounds, is really one parasha. Torah's not mafsik in the middle, from the end to the beginning to the end. I say this to you, because now as we speak, and in Eretz Yisrael is an Eis Tzara Gedola. I don't know if you're following the news. Eis Tzara Gedola. Every day there are numerous attacks against Am Yisrael by Eretz Yisrael. Numerous attacks. In Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Chutz Lartz, every parsha is a separate parsha. And every day is a separate parsha, and every attack is a separate parsha, and every counterattack. We are unable to fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. It's way above our understanding. Yes, we understand the Hishtadlus with this attack, and that attack, and this. All this is true. We have to do it, no question about it. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is to turn our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven. Chazal said, he's read last week, HaKol Kol Yaakov Haidayim Midei Esav. So Chazal say, when it's Kol Kol Yaakov, when Yaakov is davening, Ein Yidei Esav Sholtos. We have now, I don't know if it's called Esav, it's called Yishmael. Yishmael, as the most Mefarshim assume, the four Malchios don't include Yishmael independently. Most of them, Yishmael is included in Esav. That means the present thing is Esav. Esav was the son-in-law, and Yishmael was the father-in-law, which is right at the end of the last parasha told us. So we have Mamish now, an Esav / Yishmael, who is trying to kill us. Per Adam. Yodah Bakol V'yad Kol Bo. We're trying to kill him, and we can't help it. We have to try to defend ourselves. But that's Tzal. We should daven for them, and daven for the Tzal, and daven for every citizen in Eretz Yisrael. But we're living in New York. We shouldn't walk around like nothing happened. We have to daven to Kodesh Baruch, whether it be extra Tehillim, or extra Kavana in our Shemona Esrays, or other parts where I can say, as I said too many times, yes, I have an iron dome, and we have this, and we have that. But only the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who can ultimately, at the end of the day, foil their diabolical plots to kill us. We should be Zocher Rabosai to end of that parsha, to Machanayim, we'll all go into Eretz Yisrael. And in the interim, we should daven with all of our hearts for Shalom HaYisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Amen v'yom.